Welcome back, Wawa Land. Hopefully you've heard by now. It's good news. Fort Wayne has a brand new trash collector. Amen. Hallelujah. Following a Tuesday night's city council meeting, GLF Environmental USA got the approval to start July 1st. To really dive into the nitty-gritty of the contract details, we are bringing on City Councilman Russ Yale. Good morning, Councilman.
Good morning. I do have to say that after we voted to bring in a new contractor last night, something that the citizens have been looking forward to for now 4.5 years, I got to say the sky is a little bit more blue. The grass is a little bit more green.
Yes, it is. You know, Councilman, something that I kind of found interesting. Yesterday, you were talking to my producer. We were booking you here for the show. And something you said to him was, you know, the easy stuff is over. Now it's on to the hard stuff. What did you mean by that?
Well, inexplicably, the city administration, when they brought that contract for GFL, keep in mind, that's only to get most of your garbage picked up. So they've left out some of the garbage, such as bulk or anything past your three items. So I think doing it piecemeal is going to be a problem, especially because now we know that that the city's plan is to pick up less of your garbage, remaining garbage, and charge you more than what GFL's bid for was going to be. And second of all, we still have to tackle the whole money issue, and the city, the solid waste district's finances are even in worse shape than Red River's.
That's not good. I didn't know all of that.
You've got the whole money and rate discussion out there too.
So then as we venture into this new relationship, Councilman, I mean, what is it that Fort Wayne residents really need to know?
Well, I think, for this part is the unifying part, which is good riddance, way past time, get rid of Red River, bring in a competent provider, going to get your garbage picked up. And that is obviously the most important thing. That is what we all look forward to. And so that's why I think we can all say, like you said, hallelujah, and I can look outside and think that the sky is just a little bit more blue today. So that's the good news. That's the most important thing. We should take for granted in a modern society like ours, something as basic as getting your garbage removed. It's just that it's not over yet. There's still work to be done, and what to be done is, from this point on, is less clear.
Yeah, there's still a lot of wrinkles that obviously need to be ironed out. So you kind of mentioned some of those challenges. Are there some things when looking over these contracts, Councilman, that are going to be the same? Because I know everyone's just really concerned about this transition.
Yeah, well, as far as the contract goes, the two contracts couldn't be any more night and day difference, which is a good thing for the public. And ultimately, there's been a lot made about the previous contract. The previous contract said that the garbage should be picked up. If it wasn't, that there would be consequences for Red River. The problem isn't, there was a lot that was tried to be said to blur that. The bottom line is that the city administration, at their discretion, said, "Yeah, let's not fine Red River. Let's try to prop them up." That was ultimately a catastrophic decision. This defines it a little bit more clear. It says, "Here's what our expectations are. Here's where the fines are," and it's all just a little bit more clear. But at the end of the day, it comes down to: is GFL going to pick up the garbage? Which we all cautiously believe,
right?
Yes. If not, will the administration enforce the contract? Well, the administration didn't enforce the previous contract. It really doesn't matter what the contract says if you don't have people enforcing it. Don't bother to do so.
So let me just be very clear. This contract with GFL does call for a fine if collections are missed?
Yes, but the previous contract did as well.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Nice. So the difference between night and day is it's much more clear where GFL brings in, it says, here's how many we missed, and then the city immediately fines them for how many they missed. The other contract still ultimately said, if there are misses, this is how much you fine them for what they missed. It's just a little bit more simple and streamlined and a little bit more clear, but But still, at the end of the day, if there are misses, the most important thing is whether or not the contract is enforced.
How long is this contract? How much time are we giving these guys?
Yeah, when you get in a garbage contract, it has to be a long-term contract. So this is an 8-year contract. It is truly an investment by the community because when you hire a contractor, they are putting in capital leases, they are or purchasing millions of dollars of vehicles. And in this case, they have to create an entire fleet or entire staff for their fleet, and that involves permanent long-term investments of bringing in competent staff and hiring competent staff.
Okay, Councilman, to me, 8 years seems like a really long time.
Indeed.
Yeah, what if they're not any better than what we were experiencing?
Yeah, now this is where the new contract is a very positive thing. The new contract very clearly defines that if they don't meet their service goals, and I think it's something like just 3 months in a row, default can be declared, termination can be declared. It's a much lower
threshold.
It is a more clearly defined threshold. Whereas before it basically said, hey, if they're not doing a good job, we can declare a default. We can do that. And we were well past that point of any reasonable person saying that, you know, that the garbage was being picked up in a proper way. So it still comes down to some discretion. But at the same time, it's much more clearly defined. And I think that's a good thing because we can all say, okay, the contract says very clearly that the service goals are not being met. Therefore, let's move forward. I just don't think we're going to get there. You've got the big difference between GFL and Red River being a smaller company. You could only point to a few contracts, whereas GFL can point to hundreds of contracts. And to the best of my, I've never once saw anywhere where a community got to the point where they actually tried to declare the default and termination.
Well, I'll be honest. I am walking into this cautiously optimistic, Councilman. So I appreciate your time. As we start to kind of iron out some of these wrinkles through the next weeks ahead, can we still bother you?
Oh, absolutely. I think the most important thing with this is let's give GFL a chance.
Yeah.
I think that's what we owe to them. I understand the kind of that righteous indignation that we still have of, well, what happens when they do this? What happens to that? Hey, look, they have a good track record. Let's give them a chance. Let's keep an open mind. Let's give them a little honeymoon period, and things will come out okay as long as they pick up the garbage. And if they don't, it is clearly defined whether or not their service is meeting the standards necessary.
Well, Councilman, you enjoy the blue skies and the sunshine, and I appreciate your time this morning.
You got it. Same to you.
Podcasts by Federated Media.